Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
Hey, welcome to St. Charles River Church broadcast. You're joining our video stream today, and we are really excited that you are doing so. Wherever you are viewing this, whether it's a living room here in the St. Louis metro area or the O'Fallon area that we actually, our church exists in, or another state or another country around the world, wherever you're viewing this, welcome to our broadcast. We want to just invite you to relax for the next few moments and enjoy what the Lord has to say to each of us. Before we get into our message this morning, I just want to say that we've been praying for you, and I mean sincerely praying for you. St. Charles River Church, let me speak intimately to you. We miss you, can't wait to gather back here in the auditorium again, hopefully sooner than later. But I'm glad that you've joined us again this morning for the Global Summit. And this is week number 5 that we are actually recording and sending out to you. Thank you for joining us. I hope that you enjoyed the Easter message and were able to really make some, perhaps some commitments to Christ, new commitments, leave some things with Him and just trust Him with our past and move forward. And we're going to talk about moving forward here in just a few moments in our message. But let's pray before we get into the message and just invite God's Spirit into our homes and into our service here today. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you because you are a good Father. You are good and you are gracious and you are compassionate. And while the world searches for, and even some believers search for, why, Lord, this pandemic? Why now? Why us? Why? The whole question of why bad things happen to good people. I ask you, Father, that above all during this pandemic season, that you would make yourself known to us, that we would know you and make you known to others in a very personal real way. I ask you, Father, as we invite you into our service here today at SCRC, as well as into our homes, wherever we're celebrating this week 5 of Global Summit, we ask you, Father, that you would so reveal yourself in a supernatural way of who you are, what you want to speak into our lives personally, God. What is it that you want to say to me? What revelation, Lord, do you want to give to me today? And how will I put my head down tonight at the end of this day, knowing that I have been transformed by the renewing of my mind, according to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2? How will I be transformed by that thing, that revelation that you bring to me today? Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you this, and we agree together, the listeners, we agree for healing for those that have the coronavirus, and not just for the coronavirus, but healing for those who are sick among us with other issues. They didn't go away. Financial issues didn't go away. Depression didn't just go away, but they will go away. In the name of Jesus, we speak absolute freedom into every one of those issues, into our viewers' lives today. We speak freedom. In fact, we cancel the plans of the enemy to destroy the confidence that people have in you. We canceled the plans of the enemy with this coronavirus, and we say, Lord, we believe that all good things come from above because your word says that. So bless the doctors on the front line. Bless the nurses. Bless those in the healthcare system on the front line. Bless our first responders, God, the police and the fire departments. Protect them, we pray. Set them a hedge of protection around them. We ask this around the world, not just in America, but around the world, from China to South Korea, North Korea, different parts of Japan, Lord. We ask for Europe as well as the UK. We ask for Africa. We ask for Australia. Lord, we ask for Central America and South America, all the way from north to the southern poles of this earth. I ask for a sweeping of the Holy Spirit, and that you would bless those health care providers in the name of Jesus. Give wisdom to those. We believe you give wisdom to those who are developing all of the shots for the future. Lord God, I ask you that you would provide a cure, that you would provide treatments, and that you would provide prevention. Soon we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, just want to encourage you today as we get into our message. Our minds, as I spoke to you just a few weeks ago, can go crazy. I believe it was week number 3. Our minds can go crazy. And our thought lives can go crazy. And so if you did not see that week, go back and catch Global Summit week number 3, I believe, is what it was. But go back and catch it. But I want to speak to it just a little bit more about the idea of the negativity. This week, someone said to me through a text, I'm just tired of all of the negativity. I'm tired of the social media negativity. And it's not just the social media. There's media. There's all kinds of things going and cooking. And the truth is, a lot of people are sitting around absorbing a lot of things through television. A lot of people are watching the news, and that's perhaps all they watch. They are absorbed by this whole pandemic thing. And I would just encourage you, control the things that go into your home. Control the things that go into our minds. We need to be controlling of the things. In fact, let me just share with you something that Paul wrote, and I want to share with you from the book of Colossians, and it is chapter 3. I just want to just read this to you quickly. Chapter 3, verse 1, and I'm going to just use a couple of verses here. He says, since then you have been raised with Christ. Remember, since Christ was raised from the dead, you participate as a believer in his resurrection. That's what it says. So go back and view the Easter broadcast if you didn't get to see it. But he says, since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For the believer, we actually have the ability and the privilege and the responsibility and the power to control our minds, where our minds go. Remember a few weeks ago when I spoke to that, it's the whole panic thing and social media. The world doesn't know the peace of God that passes understanding. But as a believer, we do. Now, if you don't know that and you are a believer, then let me share with you, it is something to pray for. God, reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me in a more intimate way so that my mind is set. Like Paul wrote here in the book of Colossians, he wrote it to the church in Colossae. And it was one of those moments where it was just an opportunity for us to read the truth is, we don't have to have our minds set on things below. We don't have to have our minds set on the things the media says you must watch. But the truth is, as Paul wrote to the Colossians, the church that he wrote to in Colossians, he said, set your minds on things above. Keep your minds on Christ. You've been raised from him, not just in the future. It's not just that you're raised in the power of the resurrection once you die. The truth is, right now, our minds are raised to a higher level because we have an intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you today that you would so speak freedom into our minds to set our minds on things above. Free us from the things of this earth and the worries of this earth. And actually, God, focus our minds. Teach us what it is to focus our minds on you and to focus our minds on the good things that are above. Because these things are temporal. We're going to get through this season, Lord. We're going to come out the other side of it. And we will have learned so much about ourselves in this process. We will have learned about our faith levels. I ask you, Father, that you would guard us. Help us to guard our hearts and guard our minds. In Jesus' name. Let me share with you also, Paul said in the book of Philippians that he said, now I haven't obtained all this. I haven't gotten all this whole thing of the Christ life. That's what he's saying. I haven't really gotten it all yet, but one thing I do, he says, I press on towards the mark of my heart, the high calling that God has given to me. And it's heavenwards. And that is the one thing I would say. God is looking for us to be a one thing people. Instead of having all kinds of priorities and tons of things going in our minds that are thrown at us by every time we turn on the TV or every time we get on the computer and look at social media, instead of all of that, I believe that God is calling us to be a one thing people. One thing I do. I want to set my mind on things above and not of this world, as Paul wrote in the book of Colossians. I don't want to set my mind on those things. Well, one thing I do, I will set my mind on the Creator. He is the one who gives me strength. He is the one who speaks truth to me. And by the way, what does the Bible say? The truth shall set you free. And so the truth is, you have the freedom because truth, capital T, truth, is Christ. He is the ultimate of all truth. And He is the one who sets you to a freer life. And if you want to check into these things, just go to that scripture that I just gave you and just keep on reading in the book of Colossians. Just keep reading about the things that Christ spoke and revealed to Paul as he wrote those churches, all of those epistles in the New Testament. He wrote to the church at Corinthians, in the book of Corinthians, the church at Corinth. He wrote to them and he dealt with specific issues, real life issues. And I'm going to wrap up with this thought. So many people have told me through the years, and I've read this in several places, people that really are not familiar with the Bible, they really don't understand it. Well, perhaps it is the version that you're reading. Perhaps, and I just want to go to just right to the heart of the issue, perhaps no one ever sat and took the time to teach you what those books are about. Well, I can tell you there are great resources today that are available, and we would love to be a part of your resource here at St. Charles River Church. So if you have a question about something, feel free to write it down and send it to me at Barry@St. Charles River Church. That would be stcharlesriverchurch.org. That's Barry at stcharlesriverchurch.org, striverchurch.org. Just write me a note and just ask a question. I'll be happy to get back to you. I want you to know that God has a plan for your life and He is providing for you. Let me pray before we close. Heavenly Father, thank you that the truth is you have set my mind free. You have given me the ability to control my thoughts and to let the patterns of this world be just what they are, but my focus be on you. I ask you, Father, that you would free us, show us that freedom as we get into your word and we just steal away, God, into your presence. We just take time away from that other stuff that is so distracting and we get into your presence and we just simply stop and say, Lord, show me what you want to speak to me today. Show me who you want me to be and show me an opportunity that I can be something special to others during this pandemic. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Join us next week. We'll see you then, 10:30 next Sunday. God bless you.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.